So, yeah, he is very Nigerian because it says here on Wikipedia, place
which
of
is
birth,
always correct.
Place of birth, Lewisham, England.
Fantasy Football Show.
Hello, patrons. Happy Friday. Friday deadline day. It's not deadline day. It is deadline day, sorry. And it's a differential show. Deadline streams.
You don't know if you're coming or going this week, do you? like just, everyone else.
Well, I'm not used to Friday night football. It doesn't feel like we've had Friday night football for a little while. But it's an 8 o'clock game UK time, which means a 6:30 p.m. deadline UK time. And we're scrambling. I think we're on the same boat. Like, if fixtures come out, it could make a massive difference to what we do this week.
Yeah, if there was ever a week we could have done with a Saturday morning deadline, this was it. This is the worst week to have a Friday night game because, I mean, I feel it for wildcard as if the fixtures drop at, say, 5 o'clock tonight or something like that. That is...
But I think you end up putting yourself in an A or B or C situation. Like, try and narrow it down to, if this happens, I'm going to do this. And if that happens, I'm going to do that. And if the complete opposite happens, then maybe just have a backup plan that you can kind of work your way out of. I'm in two minds at the moment about what I'm going to do. And selling Antonio is where my head is at. And I can go two ways. I've been talking about Ollie Watkins for quite a while because I feel like Ollie Watkins is a long-term hold. But my head has been turned by your decision to go to Danny Ings. And if Danny Ings has two doubles in a row, then I think Danny Ings might be the direction that I go in.
Which is potentially three, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, if it's three, then definitely Danny Ings is going to be the one I go with. I don't like making the same move as you. I feel like it's just not really that exciting and it's not really how we can play the game. But it is logical and it makes sense. And he wasn't on my radar, but I think Danny Ings could be on my radar. Aston Villa could have doubles as well. And I'd rather go to Ollie Watkins. I feel like it's a bit more of a longer term move and he plays in 29. But if Villa's fixtures aren't as we expect them to be, or I get no announcement on the fixtures, then I'm going to go Danny.
Well, to complicate matters as well, just to clarify kind of time of recording, it's very nearly 11:30 on Friday morning. We haven't even got the information on Antonio yet, right? David Moyes' press conference is at 1:30 p.m. The last one today is Brendan Rodgers is scheduled for 2 p.m. That's the last one. I'm not even going to get Antonio word for another couple of hours yet. And if you're looking at, say, Antonio to Watkins, if David Moyes comes out in his press conference said he's ready to go for the weekend, guys, he'll play, do you want to sell him?
But then I've got two transfers, James, so I'm not going to burn one. There's no way I'm going to burn one.
I get that. Would it make you feel better if I told you that I decided not to buy Danny Ings? Would that make you feel better about buying
him? No. If he comes out and says Antonio's fit and raring to go, then my alternative is to move Dominic Calvert-Lewin to Danny Ings. Although I'd earmarked moving Calvert-Lewin to Harry Kane next week. So,
are you bench boosting next week?
I haven't got bench boost anymore.
Oh, it's gone, isn't it? Sorry, I keep fucking up like that. Anyway, I'm only joking. I bought Danny Ings last night for Antonio.
Done.
That's
is there
done
a price rise, or you just want to get it?
Yeah, he went up last night, so I bought him in about 1 o'clock in the morning before the price changes. To be honest, just about every bit of content I've done this week, I've said it's probably Antonio to Danny Ings as a 1-3 transfer. Also, for me, because I've got Lookman. And obviously I know one of Southampton or Fulham are almost definitely going to play Tottenham in 26. If it's Southampton, I've obviously got Ings to replace Lookman as part of my 11 because I've used my bench boost as well. And obviously if it's Fulham, then fine, I've got Lookman. And it might even be that I'm benching Danny Ings in 26 if he's just got a single of Everton away. So I think the fact I've got a Fulham outfield player made me think, yeah, do you know what? Let me go for this here. And the current thinking at the moment is that I'm possibly going to leave it, but I could even be doing another two transfers today. So if I was to get a fixture announcement and neither Fulham or West Brom have a double, and it means it's three doubles in a row for Southampton, there's every chance I'll buy Alex McCarthy today.
For Areola?
To be honest, no, it would be for Johnston if neither of them got the double, because I've got Areola for 29.
Yep.
I'm not bothered about it though, because like looking at West Brom's fixtures, so I've got Newcastle in 27 and Palace in 28. So I know they're shit, but fucking hell, if I have to stick Johnston in goal for those two, it's about as good as it could be. Fulham have Liverpool and Man City for those two game weeks. So I would play Johnston. There's not much doubt about it. James Ward-Prowse is still a possibility for me, I would say.
For who? Souček? Would you be downgrading somebody?
To be honest, if Ward-Prowse would only be a consideration for me if they've got the three doubles in a row, in which case Lookman becomes expendable for me. I don't think there's a point holding the player just because he's got a fixture in 29, which I wouldn't be that big about anyway. So I think there's a chance to go Ward-Prowse for Lookman. I could also buy Rafinha because, he's so popular. I feel like captaining Bamford, owning Fernandes, owning Rafinha is pretty much just going to cover off the game week. And Danny Ings as well. It's just going to cover off the game week of the most popular players. So Rafinha is still a consideration. I think if I buy Rafinha, though, it would probably be for Souček rather than Lookman.
Right.
I need to give that some thought. But there's every chance that I'm done, because I do really like the idea of getting to next week and having the two free transfers when I'm carrying a couple of players in Calvert-Lewin and Gundogan, although it looks like they're probably both going to be available this weekend, who obviously there's a little bit of doubt in terms of the fitness. I'd rather carry the two free transfers if I can.
Yeah.
But then I know having Bamford captain and Ings as the doublers probably means that I'm going to be losing this week. So, Rafinha, I think, probably is the sort of transfer that will edge it to be a green arrow this week if he does well, but then leaves me in a worse position for 26. Mm. I suspect that if there's no fixture announcement by deadline, I will be as I am. If there's an announcement, I will probably make a move somewhere once I know. Because the second transfer will be a free.
So I'm lined.
If Fulham have the double, I can see me buying Rafinha today, to be honest.
Yeah. I'm lined up as it stands with Pope in goal, the two Cancelo and Diaz at the back, with Dallas, and who's got the double, and Lowton with West Brom. So again, going all in on Burnley defensively with two of them, but Ben Mee should be back, so fingers crossed. Rashford, Fernandes, Salah, Foden in midfield, Bamford, and an other up front. If I buy it'll be Danny Ings or Ollie Watkins or what have you, my bench will end up being Calvert-Lewin, Souček and Soufal, benching both the West Ham players against Spurs.
I am, as it stands, Areola, Stones, Diaz, me, Salah, Fernandes, Gundogan, Souček, Ings, captain Bamford, Calvert-Lewin, subs, Johnston, Lookman, Soufal, Konsa. It's the other thing. Even a bench is strong this week. Let's say Gundogan and Calvert-Lewin don't play. Oh, Lookman and Soufal coming in. Fuck me, it could be worse, couldn't it?
Yeah.
Lookman's got. They've got Sheffield United at home for them. You guys know me. I'm normally quite. I know what I'm doing, and I say it, and I do it. But the fixture announcement could really swing a decision for me today in terms of what I do. No doubt, Bamford captaincy for me. What are you doing?
I don't know.
What's your options?
Well, so Bruno, who again returned yesterday, returned. He, he's got a tackle.
Scored a couple. So.
But then it's Thursday, Sunday. I hate Thursday, Sunday turnarounds. I don't know why, but just psychologically, always is crazy. But Bruno plays regardless. He's always there or thereabouts. So Bruno is a safe option with that Newcastle at home.
It's just worth saying, Bruno is obviously, he's not going to play in that second leg now. Because of the result they got last night, right?
It's enough. Yeah.
Yeah, but 4-0 up. He's surely not going to play in that second leg.
So Bruno is the safe option. Rashford is the differential option. I've owned him that long and I've waited for this game. So I feel like, you know what, if I just give him the armband, he might go and leave my team in a hurrah. He'll score me two goals and then he can fuck off. Not in a mean way, Marcus. I do like you. And the Twitter option, I would say, is Bamford, where you go with the double over anything else. Having said that, Salah always does well in the Merseyside derby. I don't think he should be overlooked necessarily. Yeah, so I think it's very difficult. I want to captain a United player, but I may end up with Bamford just because it's the double. I don't like it. I don't like looking at it and saying I'm only captaining him because he's got double and everyone else got a single.
You own Bamford now, right? You've got him.
Yeah.
The way I see it is, and I understand where you're ranked, where you obviously want to make...
If you bought Ings, you don't fancy Ings over Bamford?
The thing is, the way I look at it is really simple. It's like this. So I've talked about the four players, the real captaincy options this week. There's one or two might go for Salah, but I think it's and there might be a couple of Mavericks who go for Dallas. But generally speaking, Rafinha, Bamford, Ings, Bruno, if you want a single game week player, is probably your captaincy choice this week.
Yep.
Now, by deadline, I might own all four of them if I buy Rafinha. The way I see it is, for me to get a plus out of all of them, is captain Bamford. If I don't captain Bamford, I'm losing on him. Whereas if I captain Bamford, if Rafinha does well, great. If I own him, he's going to help me towards green. Same with Danny Ings. Whereas Bamford's effective ownership is going to be massive. The only way to get something out of him is going to be to captain him. You only have to look at the poll I did for patrons late last night. I mean, of the votes so far, 67% have said they're going to captain Patrick Bamford. And he's massively owned in the game anyway at over 50%. So if that's the case, and that converts, and it probably won't convert quite as high as that in the real world. I'm not saying that the patron's not the real world, but you know what I'm saying? People are not on FPL Twitter and all that kind of thing. Might still go for a Fernandes and Kane and that, and Salah and that kind of thing. He's going to be in excess of 100%. And therefore, if you own him and you don't captain him, he's going to cost you. And so for me, it's a simplistic idea that therefore, if I captain Patrick Bamford, every other player in my team that returns is going to help me towards a green arrow. Other than possibly Fernandes might hurt me a little bit. But that's my take on it. Now, I think the non-captain in Bamford really is for the people that A, don't have him, obviously. Great, go somewhere else. And B, a little bit like people in your position who are looking for that big jump, that big gain. But then you need Bamford to fail, mate. That's part of the point.
Yep. Yeah.
If you don't go with him.
I will know by 6:30 though who the armband is on. Definitely, for sure.
It'll be Patrick Bamford.
If we all collectively cross our fingers and pray for some fixture announcements as early as possible, maybe the collective wish will help.
I think we will get some fixtures today. I do think we will. And I'm sorry that if we don't. As I just said on my stream this morning, if we don't, it's not because of what me or Ben Krellin or any of the others think. It's because the Premier League are fucking it up.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, these midweek fixtures are going to start in 10 days from now. Should be announced. People should know what they're doing.
What's your thoughts on your rest of the world versus Europe team, James?
Well, my thoughts are, don't you had a pretty good week out of that, mate?
Yeah, I had a bad week, but again, I'm very casually managing this team.
Shut up. Mainly because of two players who had stormers for me, really. 48 points from Ederson and Ola Aina. What a double game week hero he's been. 20 points for Ola Aina. What a superstar. Game week player of the week. Eat that. Who would have thought it? Matt Lowton, shove it up your ass. I've got Ola Aina, player of the week. What a don. 0.7% owned overall.
85 points. Decent.
I captained Ederson, who got me 28. Obviously, the assist massively helped from that perspective. And the really interesting thing about Aina was, going into the game week, I thought, I've got this dickhead and he's not even going to play.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Tetti had gone to, they changed to a back four, Tetti at right back, Robinson at left back. I spoke quite a lot yesterday about on the B episode, if you will, on Patreon about maybe why Aina was playing at left back. Assist from Rafinha, Riyad Mahrez, 10-pointer across the double, goal Salah, magnificent finish from Richarlison. Yes, got me up to 85 points, despite carrying a few shit players like Robinson, Anguissa, Heung-Min Son, Cavani doing nothing, Yerry Mina going off injured. So my thought process on this is, all I've got left is the triple captaincy and wild card. So, I mean, there's no Leeds or Southampton players I can buy. I've got Rafinha. Unless I'm missing something. Is there any Leeds or Southampton players that are non-European? Other than like Salisu. There isn't anyone, I don't think.
They're German, generally French.
I don't think I've missed anyone. But someone will tell me if I have, and in which case I'll probably buy
What about Rodrigo? Nationality is he?
He's injured.
Oh, is he?
He's injured anyway, I think.
So then,
And he's Spanish anyway. Spanish.
He's Spanish.
Yeah.
I didn't know if he was Latin American.
So I'm going to captain Rafinha in my case this week, as obviously a non-Bamford owner. I'm going to captain Rafinha. So I've got Aina and Robinson against Sheffield United, which is decent, but I'm guessing they probably don't both play. I've got Ajayi away to Burnley, which this week's fine. Edison in goal. I've got Mina now injured. I've got David Luiz is probably going to end up playing for me off the bench against Manchester City. Midfield's okay. Salah, Son, Rafinha captain. Mahrez, I guess, possibly, maybe plays again. Up front, I've got Richarlison shit. Cavani doubtful. Chris Wood extremely doubtful. The fuck. And then the problem is, I know the player that I want to buy is Josh Maguire. All day long, that's the player I want to buy for this team. Great value, can sit in there as a third forward, play him every week, fine. The problem is I've got Aina, Robinson and Anguissa.
What nationality is Josh Maguire?
He's Nigerian, I believe. Okay. I did check this out. He's played once for Nigeria.
Right. I thought he'd played in the England youth setup, hadn't he? Maybe I'm making that up completely.
Thought he might have been French, but I checked. He's played. I think once for Nigeria in national level.
Nice.
And I was desperately trying to find this because you know how short of options I have. How have I blocked myself with three Fulham players?
Yeah, man.
So
he is very Nigerian because it says here on Wikipedia. Place of birth, Lewisham, England. Fantastic. But he has played once for Nigeria, the national.
Right, so I'm taking that as Nigerian. Yeah. That one I'm taking to the bank. The problem is, so if I want to get Maguire, it's now going to be a -4. Oh my God. But it's probably worth it because of the doubts over Wood, Cavani, Mina's injury now. It's probably worth it. But it means I then have to move Robinson or Anguissa. I don't think I can move Aina now because I guess he's the one that's going to play. So the problem is there's literally no one I can buy defensively. So I think I'm going to have to sell Anguissa, which doesn't give me great options. Obviously, Mane or Bamiyang, not affordable. I'm probably looking for a one-week punt and thinking that I may end up wildcarding in game week 26. Because I can't bench boost and then understand where I'm looking at and try and maximise 11 doublers as a possibility. So, Mateus Pereira, way to Burnley. Bertrand Traore, home to Leicester. James Rodriguez at Liverpool. I mean, these ain't great options. I think I've narrowed it down to two as possibles to buy. So, I get Maguire probably in for Chris Wood. And I'll get one of two players in for Anguissa. Eric Lamella. Possibility. So at the moment, he's pretty cheap, but I think he's going to play and it's a 1 week punt and he scored in a 1-0 at West Ham before. It's 5.7 million. When he plays in that kind of 10 role, he's definitely capable of potential returns and I think he probably will play there on Sunday, albeit probably only for about 65 minutes or so. So he's one option.
I hope he does play.
And to be honest, you know, the other option I've come up with, I'm going to let you finish your mouth for a drink because you might choke first.
Go on.
He's Almiron.
Miguel Almiron. Look, he's not a bad player. He just hasn't quite, you know, adapted. I think he's still a player in Miguel Almiron.
I think if Newcastle do well at Manchester United, and we'll do predictions in a bit, I think there's a chance he might get a return out of that. But then is that what I'm doing? Miguel Almiron in as part of a -4 and a Fulham forward. Is that what I'm doing? I think I'm going to go Lamella. The fuck? At least I think he's capable of an attacking return. And then, do you know what? If he stays fit, he's not the worst punt for the double game week. He's not for anybody else. But on this Rest of the World team, if I then decide not to wild card, he might actually be a decent punt in the double. So I think I'm going to go Lamella and Maja.
Brilliant. I'm
captaining Rafinha.
There's 120 points still between us.
Despite you getting about 25 less points than me this week,
I think. 52 or something stupid. The two of your goalkeeper and Olaina almost matched my entire team. But then I had no strikers. Calvert-Lewin, Antonio and Rian Brewster managed to play 0 minutes between them. Do you know how many double game week players I have this week, James?
About 5-0. Oh, really?
Yeah, so I don't have any Leeds and I don't have any Southampton.
It's bad planning, mate.
Problem number two, James. How many of my chips have I used?
All of them.
None of them. So I've still got triple captain, free hit and bench boost all to play. Really, I want a bench boost in game 26.
Don't not be using the free hit. I think you have to use it at some point, right?
I'll use the free hit.
Yeah, don't bottle it, but you're going to have trouble finding a good week. I can tell you that now.
But I can free hit into the double game week and that might cover me off.
Possibly. Don't forget, when you free hit, you got to put a sit. I ain't giving you my watch list. You need to put some research to make sure you guys ain't European, mate.
Yeah, that's fine. I can do that. So I've got the choice now of, I didn't realise, I thought I'd played one of my chips. If I want a bench boost next week, then I need to play my wild card this week to get myself set up potentially for a bench boost.
You just said you might free hit a Rest of the World team next week, mate. Mind up.
I've got options here. What would you do to make my life more difficult? Free hit next week?
Right now, I would have bought Wild Card, to be honest. I feel sorry for the people on it. Mm. I don't think you can play it if you haven't already activated it. If you don't get the fixtures, I don't think you can play it. Unless you literally target the teams that you know are going to double, which from a price perspective makes it really difficult, because the only shit teams, if you will, with cheap players that you know are going to double in 26 are basically Palace and Burnley. So to be honest, you're probably making a bench boost of Burnley players, which is not the worst thing in the world, but then you're gonna spend expensive on two goalkeepers. You're probably going to end up with like Pope and Martinez or something like that. Right. You ain't buying Gaeta, and you ain't buying no Crystal Palace players.
No, you're right. I am going to play my free hit next week.
Okay. You might as well just buy some Leeds and Southampton players today.
Yeah. So Calvert-Lewin and Antonio are out for Bamford and Ings. That's a given. Robertson, I might sell. I need to make up a bit of money. So I'll probably sell Robertson and get Vestergaard. And that's it. That's three transfers. I'm thinking
Have you got two frees?
Yeah, I've got two frees. So I'll just take the one hit.
You're such a jam bastard.
It's easy with the word. And I'm captaining Sterling, just saying. And vice-captaining Bruno Fernandes.
Why?
Because I think City are going to tear Arsenal, a new Arsenal. Right. I do think City are going to batter Arsenal. I think it's going to be a comeuppance. I mean, Arteta's going to try his best, but I just don't think that they've got what it takes.
We'll talk about this in a sec when we do predictions. But talking of Raheem Sterling, triple captaincy in the differential team last week for a monstrous 21 points. Mm. It always looks good, but it feels fucking lame.
Yeah, not great.
No, not great, especially when we viced Phil Foden, who got 11. That's the way it goes. Now, we decided, Suj, with this team last week that we were going to bench boost this now and wild card next week. So I will tell you how we are bust now. And the good news is we don't have to sell anyone. So very importantly, Stuart Dallas, who is 20.3% owned now, was well underneath that mark at the 24-hour cutoff yesterday. So we can keep Stuart Dallas. So we are bust at the moment. And bearing in mind, this is a bench boost. Meslier and Johnston. Johnston away to Burnley. Dallas, Maguire, me, Soufal, Rudiger, midfield, Rafinha, Foden, Sterling, Rashford, Suchek, up front, Martial, Ings, Adams. So what we discussed last week was the idea of getting a third Southampton player in. I think we have four options. McCarthy, Vestergaard. In fact, we can't even get McCarthy. He's too fucking owned, isn't he? Let me check the ownership.
He's high ownership. Bastards. He is quite
I think
high.
He is, isn't he? He must be. So we can't get McCarthy. So that's off the table. Let's have a double check. McCarthy is 16.4% owned. We can't have that. So we can basically, we can have any other Southampton player. But I think that would mean Vestergaard, I think, defensively, if that's what we want. Ward-Prowse, Armstrong or Minamino midfield. And are we keeping Che Adams? I think we should.
This week with the double, yes.
I think we should.
I wanted to say every other week. And the week he's got a double, you're asking me if we should get rid of him.
My instinct is that he doesn't start tomorrow, but he might come back in against Leeds.
I think we've got to keep him.
I agree.
The move I would make would be Soufal to Vestergaard. I don't mind Souček to Ward-Prowse.
Well, the problem with selling Souček is he's 16.2% owned.
We're never getting back. And I'd rather keep Souček.
So if he's gone, he's gone. And actually, because of what West Ham have got with the fixtures, he's all right to leave on the bench for a few weeks. And he isn't going to get the investment. If anything, he's going to decrease in ownership over between now and 29. I guess the danger would be that come 29, we might have to sell him anyway. But I think because of that, Souček should stay. I don't really want to sell any of the other four. I'm not against selling Phil Foden, but he's also above 10% now. He's 10.6% owned.
Yeah, Soufal to Vestergaard is the easy, best, simple, safe option. You're not going to want Soufal in the coming weeks. We're not going to play him that much. And he's not got a double in 26.
Don't forget, we're probably going to wild card off this. So he's one game.
Getting back.
But then obviously, in Soufal's case, he is 6.6% owned. So if we do decide that's a player we want back, we can
get him. Yeah, Soufal to Vestergaard for me is straightforward.
We've also got no value in him. Was bought at 4.7. He's still 4.7. Vestergaard's the exact same price. We have 5 million in the bank.
Is there any defenders that are 9.7 million?
No, but it's more a case of, is there anyone that you think is worth the minus four this week, just generally, bearing in mind it's part of a bench boost?
No, everyone else is solid. Assuming you're happy with Ben Mee is going to come back in and play, which we think he will. Hopefully, I think he is. Then that's a very simple move. And actually, the rest of the team looks quite good. I think we're set up to have a good week, which means we'll have a bad week, obviously. Whenever it looks good on paper, it doesn't play out like that.
Probably. What about Martial? Mind you, there's a doubt over Cavani as well anyway, isn't there? So it could be that...
Martial plays. I'd leave him.
It could be that that's landed quite nice for Anthony Martial this week, possibly. So I think, that's it then.
Nice.
Soufal for Vestergaard, six doublers this week, bench boost. And I guess to go over the four weakest players, that would be Johnston away to Burnley, Souček away to Tottenham, Rüdiger away to Southampton.
Che Adams.
Do you think?
He's rubbish.
I'd leave him in the team. I'd say it's probably Ben Mee against West Brom, to be honest. Even though I think they may well keep a clean sheet this week. Captain, that's going to be Rafinha or Ings then.
Let's go Rafinha. It's differential. That's what we're talking about.
They're all differentials, mate. I've got it bust on Rafinha.
I would have said Rafinha as well. So we're in agreement.
But I think if it was my team, I'd go Danny Ings. I think Ings is a better call than Rafinha, personally.
Why have you busted on Rafinha?
Because I knew that you would want to go Rafinha. And I'd just spoken to Andy Martin at the time that I bust this.
I'm not averse to Ings. Ings is a bit of a safer option. If you really think Ings is going to score more points, put it on Ings.
I'd rather go Danny Ings.
Yeah, there's so little in it with me. I feel like Ings is a safer option. Rafinha's ceiling is much higher, but Rafinha could easily come out of this with 4 points.
When we do the predictions, you're going to find I'm predicting 3 goals for Leeds and 4 for Southampton.
Then go Danny Ings.
That's what I'm going to do. Danny Ings.
Nice. Talking predictions. Of predictions, let's run through a few then. Tonight, Wolves, Leeds.
I am going to go for 1-1. My instinct is that, do you know what? I wouldn't even be surprised if Leeds kept a clean sheet tonight. You never think that a Leeds game is going to be 1-0, but I would not be surprised if Leeds win that 1-0 tonight, honestly.
Calvin Phillips is out.
Yeah. Yeah. And I can see the pattern of the game being Leeds 1-0 up at half-time and finishing 1-1. Did you hear that stat we did on COTC? No one told me it was wrong, so I'm guessing it's right. So Wolves haven't scored the first goal in a Premier League game since when Jimenez got injured against Arsenal in game week 10.
Wow.
It's game week 25 this week. They haven't scored the first goal.
They like to come from behind.
That's unbelievable.
So
I'm going to go 1-1.
I think 1-1 as well.
Phillips out is a blow. But then Wolves don't have the players in that area to kind of really hurt Leeds or get in the face of whoever's going to be that holding midfield player. Like I spoke on Tuesday's pods in terms of movement carrying Leeds players out of position. Wolves don't have those players. So I think really hurt Leeds tonight. So I think draw. And I think if Phillips was playing, I'd have said Leeds win, actually. Yeah. I go 1-1.
Southampton, Chelsea.
I'm going to go 2-1 Chelsea.
I was going to say the same. I think Chelsea are going to win, but Southampton are going to score.
I'm looking forward to this one because I think it's good probably... although they're in a really bad spot, Southampton, I feel like this is the first real test of Chelsea. And I know people say Tottenham, but listen, fuck that shit. I feel like this is their real test in terms of people coming and getting in their face, maybe. I know Newcastle tried to do it, but Southampton have got a little bit more quality if they're playing well. The miss of Cole Walker-Peters is bad for them, though. And I'll tell you who could have a really good day this weekend. It's Timo Werner, who obviously scored twice in the reverse fixture at 3-3. He's going to pick up some pockets out there in that wide area. I think he's... I'm not saying anyone should go and buy him, but I would bet he would return this weekend, Timo Werner. I go 2-1 Chelsea.
Yeah, I think the same. Burnley, West Brom. I'm predicting a 1-0 Burnley win here. I think not going to be that exciting. It's a lot dependent on Ben Mee, but if Ben Mee and Tarkowski are there, I think they'll probably be okay to manage Diang's physical presence, as long as he doesn't foul them by putting his hand in their face. And at the other end, I think Burnley are not prolific, but Rodriguez and Barnes will probably, if that's the front two that start, do just about enough.
I imagine it will be those two again.
Yeah, we'll just about do enough to get one goal. I just think 1-0 Burnley is my prediction for that one.
Well, this is quite scary. There's a lot of agreement going on here. Yes, I've got it down as 1-0 Burnley as well.
Liverpool, Everton, Merseyside derby, 5:30.
You know, can I just say this is not going to be funny to anyone on the audio? But Suja's really sunk in his seat,
sat back,
and I can literally see
just my
from the bottom
up.
Of his neck up. It just looked like a fucking giraffe.
Nice. Merseyside derby,
2-1 Liverpool.
Liverpool, eh?
I'm in agreement, James.
Nah, I think 2-0 Liverpool. I'm going clean sheet for Liverpool. I think they'll boss the game, dominate possession, and Everton won't have enough. I think 2-0 Liverpool. I'm going to back them for a clean sheet.
This game is a psychological barrier for Everton, unfortunately. And unfortunately, because of the last two games, they now go there. Whereas if they'd played Liverpool straight after Tottenham, they would have been like mentally on a high morale wise. I mean, the Fulham performance was so bad. City is what it is, but it's like suddenly, boom, they're on a low again.
Yeah.
I think Liverpool know they've got Everton's card, generally speaking, and that will focus their minds. They had a good win in the week, Liverpool. So
yeah,
I'll go 2-1 Liverpool.
2-0 for me, but yeah, similar. Fulham, Sheffield United.
I'm going 2-0 Fulham.
I was going to say 2-0 or 3-0. Sheffield United now without Egan. We know he's probably not available, is he?
Yeah, he's out. It's been confirmed. I've seen that one this morning. 8 weeks out. Broken toe, I think, ouch, is the answer.
Yeah.
So, to be honest, I think a lot of us thought it might have been broken leg and stuff. So, I mean, it doesn't help him for his season. He's not going to play till the end of April or so. And it's a huge blow for them. Mm. I guess Jagielka plays, who obviously excelled in that game at Old Trafford. But It's a different opponent.
He's the oldest oldest outfield player in the league is Phil Jones.
Sheffield United are going to be thinking, I'll tell you what, this game could be really fun if it's level near the end.
So,
because they've both got to go for it, surely.
I look at Fulham's defence versus us, because we've played both these teams in the last few weeks. I think Fulham's defence, based on what I saw, can handle Sheffield United's attack. And they'll probably handle Sheffield United's attack better than we did, because we let McGoldrick and Co have a few chances. I don't think Aina and Anderson and these guys are actually going to give Sheffield United much shrift at all. And going forward without Egan, it's pretty much a last to plast back four or five for Sheffield United. Fulham 2-0 comfortably, I think. And if they get on a roll and play well, they'll do a lot better. West Ham Spurs on the Sunday.
Planet FPL derby. Go on then.
1-1. Let me get the splinters out of my ass from sitting on the fence. I just think 1-1. 1-1.
Mate, we are shit because I've got the same. However, if Antonio is ruled out, I think we'll win. Mm-hmm. But I've got the same 1-1. But if Moyes comes out and says Antonio's out for the weekend, my deadline stream, you'll see West Ham 1, Tottenham 2.
Yeah. I'm quite up for a crash bang wallop. I don't mind if it's low on quality, but high on action and drama, end-to-end car crash football. I'll be quite up for that. It'll be a bit of fun.
Have you forgot who manages my football team, mate?
And we're quite defensive.
Mind you, I enjoyed that last night.
Okay.
I mean, the opposition was terrible. Imagine Leeds. Imagine trying to play like Leeds, but being a League One team and not being managed by Bielsa. It's basically what this team were. They had a few chances, but oh my God, they were so open in the first half. We battered them down the right-hand side. Doherty and Bale looked like fucking Maicon and Bale, peak Bale. And we tore them apart in that first half. It was 3-0 at half-time. Could have been 5 or 6. Yeah. We just cut through them. So I quite enjoyed it, actually. They changed their system in the second half and got back into it a little bit. By that point, I think it was, okay, 12 o'clock on Sunday. Ease off a bit now. So, I mean, that tie's a one. There's no way we can't fuck that up. Surely not.
Aston Villa, Leicester. Go on.
I'm going to go 2-1 Leicester. I just feel like, I think this is a big game for Leicester in terms of kind of staking their claim for top four players. I think going to Villa Park is a bit of a statement now for this Leicester team. I know others have gone there and done well this year at certain points, but I think for Leicester, considering the fixtures of others, can make a real big statement on Sunday if they win. I just feel like Villa are not in the right place at the moment in terms of form. El Mohamedy, I presume, will play at right back. Matty Cash is going to be out for at least a few weeks with a hamstring strain. And that would certainly make leaving Harvey Barnes on your bench this week a little bit risky, I would suggest. 2-1 Leicester.
I'm going to go 2-2, high scoring draw. I think Aston Villa need to get back into some form, otherwise they're going to be in trouble. So I do think they'll score a couple of goals.
What's trouble for Aston Villa? What, finishing 8th or 9th?
Well, they're just going to start slipping away to end up mid-table. I mean, it's still a good situation for them compared to last season, but when they were pushing and kicking on for Europe, that's going to disappear soon for them, come out of it. So I think a 2-2, Desmond 2-2.
You said you reckon City are going to tear Arsenal apart on Sunday, so go on then.
3-0.
Wow.
3-0 City.
I'll need something to cheer up my Sunday, no doubt, after the Planet FPL derby. So I hope that you're right. I'm going to go 1-0. And I honestly wouldn't be surprised if Arsenal get a draw out of this.
Wow.
I'm going to go 1-0 City.
I don't see it. Why do you see that?
I think Arsenal in a position now where Arteta knows what he wants in his team.
Yeah.
A bit the same team in the Europa League. They've got the benefit of Kieran Tierney got some minutes as a substitute last night. So he's probably likely to come back into the team. I think even though it's Man City, they'll throw him straight in and go for it. And it just feels psychologically there is a little bit of an awareness now on Manchester City in terms of the amount of fixtures that's coming. They've got Mönchengladbach in the Champions League in midweek. I think Arsenal are stronger defensively than anybody else thinks that they are. that needs David Luiz to have a good David Luiz day rather than a bad David Luiz day. Because obviously, if David Luiz has a bad David Luiz day, City will win about 4-0. Mm. If he has a good David Luiz day, I think they might even keep him out. I wouldn't even be surprised if this finished 0-0, you know.
Not for me. I think City will slap him. United, Newcastle. 2-1 United for me. I think Newcastle will get something, but United will get over the line 2-1.
Well, I threatened to do it, so I'm going to do it. I'm going to go 1-1.
Okay.
I bet Newcastle to get a draw out of this, actually, yeah. I'm going to go 1-1.
Brighton Palace on the Monday?
2-0 Brighton.
That's
the amount of slappings that they should have given Palace over the last couple of years and haven't. Wilfried Zaha's interview, and I think we're going to come back into this. You've seen any of this Wilfried Zaha interview search from midweek with, I think it was with Football London. So he said, one thing he said was he's still got a lot of rehab to do.
Okay, so he's not back for a while.
Palace have not put a timeline on it, and Roy Hodgson kind of spoke in the week about hoping that his powers of recovery are better than what we anticipate. But Zaha saying, I've still got a lot of rehab to do, suggests to me, good, he ain't going to play against Tottenham possibly in game week 27. He'll be a doubt for that in 2 weeks. So the other thing he importantly said was, he says, and it's obvious this isn't going to come about for a couple of weeks that he plays, but he said he isn't going to take the knee anymore.
Okay.
He said, like, it's been overdone, no one cares, no action's happening. I'm now going to take my action in a different way and I'm going to stand.
Fair play.
Yeah, that's what he wants to do, then fine.
Each to their own in terms of their decision-making around that. And then last but not least is the second double game week fixture, Leeds-Southampton.
I'm going to go 3-2 Southampton, but I think it could be anything between 1-1 and 5-all.
2-1 Leeds for me. I'm going to back them to get a home win.
All right.
Probably it means you should put the armband on Bamford, doesn't it?
I think Southampton have got the movement of the front line that can damage Leeds enough. But also without Walker Peters, Leeds are going to do some damage, I think, Southampton at the other end as well. So 3-2 Southampton. So that's me predicting Southampton concede 4 goals this week. You've predicted 3. You still want to buy Vestergaard for that differential bench boost.
Yeah,
yes, I mean, we do, because he's scoring from a corner against Leeds in the 5-5.
He's got a good attacking threat. So, yeah.
All right. And Sky, any plans?
Yeah, Lewis Dunk on Monday.
Yeah, same.
Simple as that at the moment.
Captains for anything different from what was said on Wednesday?
No, exactly the same. I don't have it open in front of me, but I'm pretty sure you'll remember.
It will be Bamford for me tonight, Rudiger Saturday, Fernandez Sunday, Dunk Monday, and Bamford again Tuesday.
I'm the same, except I'm Stuart Dallas for the Leeds games ahead of, instead of Patrick Bamford.
The only thing, obviously, in terms of who do I actually sell for Dunk on Monday, and like I said, there's certain ways the Chelsea fixtures might fall that mean that I'm not selling Rudiger, and it might be that if John Stones is not in the Man City team on Sunday, that might be the move that I make.
You think that could be the end of John Stones' run in the team?
I think that would make me think, two games in a row, is he now decided it's Laporte and Diaz? And it could be one of them where you sit on it week after week and go, maybe he's back in this week, maybe he's back in this week. And I think that, Laporte is better than Stones. Let's be real about it. If that's the way he decides to go on Sunday, I could see me selling John Stones actually on Monday instead of Rudiger. But I think Stones will play.
There we go. That's a rundown of the differential team, rest of the world versus Europe, James and my main teams, and a bit of predictions on what we think will happen this week. Nothing else to add other than have a great game week. Good luck. James will be on the deadline stream. If you are listening to this before 5:30 UK time, you can jump on James's deadline stream when all the press conferences will have been done as well. Any last minute additions, James, or we're done?
We're done. Good luck, everyone. Be nice to each other, as you always are.
Yes, stay safe. Ciao for now.
Cue music, please, man. Ciao.
The Fantasy Football Show.